Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
And let's get the latest on Heathrow. Claire Bode is there, our reporter in London. Claire, what's the latest?
So from what we've heard from the latest update from the London Fire Brigade at around 11 o'clock today, we know that at that point, around 10% of the fire was now is now out of control. They were still working on it there. We know that disruption has been going on throughout the day, thousands of passengers being affected. Heathrow has been telling people not to go to the airport because they will just be turned away whilst they try to figure out how this fire started and try and get the power back at the airport.
So I understand as well that counter-terrorism officers from the Metropolitan Police are involved. Well, what's that about, Claire?
So from what we understand, the Met have told us that they are working with the London Fire Brigade to establish the cause of the fire as well as it remains under investigation, and that there is currently no indication of foul play, but they are still open-minded. So these investigations will go ahead. That doesn't mean that it was absolutely linked to anything like counterterrorism, but these inquiries must go on because of the detrimental effect this fire has had on both Heathrow and the local area.
So is there any power on its way into Heathrow? Have they been connected to any power source at this stage?
So what we know is that power around from that update from the fire brigade, we know that power wasn't coming through terminals 2 and terminals 4. However, we do understand power is now back at terminal 4, and National Grid said it has found an interim solution to restore power to the over 60,000 people who were affected this morning with no power, as well as Heathrow Airport.
And I know, as you say, kind of no foul play suspected at this stage, that they are no closer to understanding exactly how this started or how it spread.
At the moment, no, investigations are still ongoing at the moment, but all recent updates we have had from both the police and London Fire is they are still trying to establish how something like this has been allowed to happen, especially at an electricity plant that has such a detrimental impact.
Yeah, well, listen, Claire, thanks a million for that update. If there's anything else we learn over the next couple of hours, we'll bring it to you here on the show. Captain Mark Tighe is with us as well from IALPA, the Irish Airline Pilots Association. Mark, how were you and your members impacted by this, and when did it happen? How is it communicated to you? Talk me through it.
Good afternoon, Kieran. When it became apparent that the airport was closed, obviously any flights that were due to depart for Heathrow were cancelled from all of the Irish airports. And quite simply, it was as it happened that our members were informed, along with our other crew and staff and, of course, our passengers.
So when flights are kind of still on the ground, as it were, that's relatively straightforward, huge impact on people, but relatively straightforward. Where flights are in the air, how do you determine where the plane goes?
Well, at the planning stage before the flight, when we arrive into our operations, we're given flight plans with detailed routing and fuel burns. And then it's for the captain then to decide how much fuel he has, he or she has, and whether or not the alternate airport is suitable. So what we have is every time when we go somewhere, we've got an alternate that we know that we can land in, that the weather is good enough. So when something like that happens, it gets a little bit more complicated, because obviously everybody who's going into Heathrow is now looking for somewhere to land.
Yeah.
So it just becomes a rather focused exercise in having. So you may find that the place that you had chosen as your alternate is no longer accepting diversions because so many people have gone in there. But always a pilot will have a plan in their mind at every moment in their flight about where they're going to land, and if that doesn't work out, where else they're going to land.
And I assume when flights are turned around and sent back to the airport of origin, it's just a geographical point in the map, is it? If something happens before this point, we will go back.
Yeah, well, essentially, that's what the pilot, the captain in particular, but the crew together are doing, is as they go from Dublin to London, you know, you're flying across the Irish Sea, then you've got Manchester Airport, There's Birmingham Airport, and then there's the airport around the London areas. But you'll always have in your mind right now, if something happens and I can't continue to my destination, where am I going to get this airplane safely on the ground?
So this is one of the busiest airports in the world. The impact is going to be huge, given that they're still battling the aftermath of the fire. As we heard there, they don't even have full power to all terminals yet. So this is going to be kind of a nightmare for people on the administrative side and the management side over the not next just few hours, but the next few days. How easy will it be to find space in other airports around London?
To be honest, I couldn't say exactly, Kieran, but I can only imagine just from the experience of operating in and out of London area is that there'll only be a certain amount of available seats into other airports. And once they're full, they're full. But you will find a lot of people will actually cancel their plans to go to London. They might have been going on business. They might have been going for a few days. It's more people who might be transiting London going on elsewhere who will be looking desperately to get there. But of course, their flights are now not leaving Heathrow to go on. So it's hard to see how they're going to be able to be accommodated. But I know that the airlines will adhere to their responsibilities and do their utmost.
Well, Sinead Ryan is with us, presenter of The Home Show here in News Talk and a consumer columnist with the Irish Independent. Sinead, let's talk about the airlines' responsibilities. So what happens if you as a customer are impacted by this?
Well, good afternoon, Kieran. We know that at least 17 each-way flights were affected. Now, we know Ryanair doesn't fly into Heathrow, so these are predominantly Aer Lingus and BA flights. So generally speaking, when a flight is cancelled, and of course 1,300 flights have been cancelled today, the airline has very strict procedures, and this applies in the UK as well, by the way, not just Europe, for all passengers. So they can offer them three things, and the passenger gets to choose which one. The first is to reroute on the next available flight. So that's definitely not going to be today, but it could be tomorrow. To reroute at a later date or to give the customer a full refund. Now, under the EU 261 rules, there is no compensation apart from that going to be claimable on any of these cancellations, because this would come under extraordinary circumstances, which means that there's no extra money coming out. So it is one of those three options. And I would say to people, I would be loath to take the refund. I mean, certainly if you're in the UK and you're trying to get back, stay put. It is the airline's job to look after you while you're there, put you up in a hotel, make sure you get something to eat, or refund you if you have to do those things yourself.
And what if other aspects of your holiday or your trip have been impacted by this? Is there any comeback?
Well, it depends, because if you were flying, say you were doing Dublin to Cape Town and flying through Heathrow, and you booked that all as one go, well, that means the flight isn't going into Heathrow, but the flight also isn't going out of Heathrow. So from that perspective, both legs of the flight will be covered. You will get away, but you're going to miss the first few days of your trip. Now, if it's the case that you're flying into Heathrow and you're taking the train somewhere and you're getting a flight to somewhere else, well, that would not generally be covered. So it's really only where you're booked all the way through that you're looked after. And increasingly these days, Kieran, of course, we're all booking DIY flights. We're doing it ourselves on the internet. But actually, when something like this happens, it is the people who booked through a bonded Irish travel agent that will have the most security. So it's the travel agents with all the headaches today trying to rebook people and move them around and sort them all out. So the airline will pay for the flight bit, but your travel insurance or the travel agent will look after the rest of it.
And who will be communicating all of this to you? Will it be the airlines directly themselves, or will it be the travel agent in that case?
Well, mostly when the flight gets cancelled, it is the airline's responsibility to let passengers know. So generally, all those passengers today would have got a text to tell them the flight had been cancelled and to give them those three options, the rerouting options and the refund options. Where it is somebody going through a travel agent, if you call your travel agent, well, then, of course, they will be up to date with what's happening. They will be scrambling to get people moved to other flights. But of course, they also are at the mercy of Heathrow being shut. And there's only so much workaround that anybody can do in this instance.
And what about flights that, you know, on paper are still scheduled to take off? But we know there's going to be a knock-on impact over days because of this closure. What are people's rights in terms of being notified, you know, they might be looking at the departures at the moment. Their flight still says, yeah, it's scheduled to take off tomorrow, but they might know deep down, there's no way that flight's
going. They may not know. And Heathrow, as far as the latest news I heard, was that they were scheduled to reopen at midnight tonight. Now, of course, we don't know if that's the case. I don't think they know if that's the case. It'll all really depend on what's going to happen now with after this fire. So generally, airlines will try and accommodate. I mean, any spare seats will be taken up for sure. What they won't do, they will always look after their existing passengers first. So if there's a flight going out, say, to Paris tomorrow, none of those people will be bumped off to accommodate people who couldn't fly out today. So it's really just using up the spare capacity. Now, a couple of the other airlines, notably Ryanair, have put on some extra flights from other airports. So Luton, Stansted, Gatwick. And there's every possibility that you might get flights there. Now, bear in mind, you know, you're going to pay for that.
Yeah.
And you have to get yourself there. I would say, just say to people, keep all your receipts. If you've rerouted yourself and you absolutely have to travel, hang on to your receipts. You know, don't go overboard with the five-star treatment, and the airline should refund you.
All right. Should. Sinead, thanks a million for joining us. Sinead Ryan, presenter of The Home Show here in News Talk, consumer columnist with the Irish Independent. We also heard from Captain Mark Tighe from IALPA, the Irish Airline Pilots Association, and Claire Bode, our reporter in London. Now, I promised we'd update you if we heard anything from Heathrow, and we have in just the last few moments. We're pleased to say that we're now safely able to begin some flights later today. There'll be repatriation flights and relocating aircraft. Do not come to the airport unless your airline has advised you to do so. We hope to run a full operation tomorrow. So as soon as there's any more on that, we'll bring it to you here on the show.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.